This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been a bit of a dance getting the EV market off the ground in this country. And more often than not, that dance has been two steps forward, one step back as consumers and car makers try to decide where they are on electric vehicles. This week, the dance has just been one step back, full stop. GM said it's going to slow production of three of its EV models and that it's going to scrap a deal to develop affordable EVs with Honda. Affordable being the key word there, because even though prices have come down and the federal government is chipping in with rebates, the road to affordable mass-market EVs is long and bumpy. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that one.
Internal combustion engines have been making cars go since the late 19th century. What that means in economists speak?
We've got tremendous economies of scale.
When you make a lot of something, you can make it cheaper. And Michael Robinette with S&P Global Mobility says for EV manufacturing, there's enormous effort and capital involved to get those economies of scale, which is why news about GM didn't take him by surprise.
It was always going to be what we call lumpy. It was going to have spurts and stops.
It's hard to build up new supply chains of EV things like batteries and e-motor systems. And forget about turning profits right away. With new car technology, it can take a while, says Gil Tao with UC Davis.
There is no money-making if you count the EVs they were selling this year. You need to think about it as an investment that will be paid back in 10 years or even more.
This is how the business works. Yale University's Kenneth Gillingham says, consider the Toyota Prius, a groundbreaking hybrid which lost money for years.
And then it turned out to be a very, very profitable vehicle.
He says EV prices today are set with initial losses in mind.
They're trading off how much money are we willing to lose in order to really gain some market share and gain some brand credibility in the EV space.
That doesn't mean new EVs are affordable, with prices averaging well above $50,000. Though Jessica Caldwell with auto research firm Edmunds says new gas vehicles aren't very affordable either these days.
The percent of new vehicles sold under $20,000 is practically zero.
And pricing aside, she says consumers are also facing high interest rates, and a lot of the folks who were enthusiastic about EVs have already bought them.
And we're kind of hitting folks that have to be sold on EVs.
Meaning charging infrastructure has to be in place before the average person starts driving one off the lot. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.